This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
As we've been reporting, Governor Gavin Newsom is holding a session with state lawmakers looking to keep gas prices down. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, what do you think can come out of this? Because we know lawmakers were reluctant to come back into session for this.
Yeah, this is a tricky one, Eric. This is a very tricky one. The question is whether Gavin Newsom's plan will reduce gas prices or actually increase them. And there's a big debate going on, not just in California, about this. In a nutshell, what we have is California, which is still the fourth largest market for gasoline in the world. We really buy and use a lot of gasoline. But we're trying to manage our way off that and go more electric. You know, we have a 2035 goal for, you know, all new cars being sold in California as being electric. But in the process of doing that, you know, we've also cut back on our gas refinery capabilities. In 1990, we had 34 refineries. Now we've got five. And what happens is in September, it's no coincidence of the timing of this special session, is when those refineries often shut down or cut back in order to do their maintenance. When that happens, the supply of gasoline on the market drops and the prices spike. And that's what's happened in the past 2 years. Newsom is saying, okay, here's the plan. We're going to require all of these refineries to have extra storage, so when they clean their pumps in on September, we still have a flow of gas. He's also proposing possibly a profit cap on gas in California companies in order to keep them from gouging. But the reaction to this is, hey, that could tie up the market even more. It'd be cost a whole lot to do, and it could affect also the gas prices in Nevada and in Arizona. And those two governors of those states have come out opposed to the plan, saying, not so fast, you better think this over. And this all comes in the midst of a national election. So if gas prices spike in California, it's one thing, but if they spike in battleground states like Arizona and Nevada, that's a whole different picture for the Democrats.
Phil, what's the oil industry doing to block it?
Well, what they're doing is very aggressively hitting the airwaves with TV ads and such, saying that basically, you know, if you want to take a look at gas prices, that's okay, but take a look at what the state contributes to it with taxes and fees and regulations. They're making that argument, you know, and there is some validity to it. I mean, it's one thing if we go green, but if it's going to cost, you might as well be honest with the public that, yeah, it's going to cost you more at the pump to have a cleaner world. The politicians are hesitant to do that. They want to point fingers elsewhere. But the gas companies are pushing back. And that's got a lot of Democratic lawmakers who are called into this special session, as Eric pointed out at the top, reluctant to even go in because they're going in going, we're not sure about this plan. We haven't had a lot of hearings to it. It looks like the governor's trying to jam it through. And we're going to be facing voters in our who might not be happy at all about gas prices. And we're not crazy about that. So it's going to be a real interesting outcome with a lot of people deciding whether they're going to put the pedal to the metal on this or hit the brakes.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.